Following the directive by the Regional Security Council and Elmina Traditional Council, most Galamsey operators have vacated the Elmina beach. Our correspondent Kofi Sechiamapubi, who visited the site, said there were signs of disappointment on the faces of the few operators who were at the site. He spoke to Malko Fiahe-Ajimai.
Elmina for the past 2 weeks has become the center of attraction, not just because it has forts and castles, or maybe their fishing activity, but in recent times they discovered alluvial gold, where about 500 women and men were engaged in this Galamsey operation. So when I went to the Elmina beach this today, I realized that all the people have vacated the place. All the people, including their equipment.
How did the Galamsey operators receive the news that they should stop operating?
Yes, when I went there, I saw a few guys hovering around, hanging around. They were just hanging around so that whatever the traditional authorities would tell them, they heard that they were meeting with the Minerals Commission. Now that it has been confirmed by the Minerals Commission that indeed it is alluvial gold, they are still waiting for the authorities to come up with when they are supposed to start this Galamsey operation.
Did you interact with some of the operators?
Yes, I spoke to a few of them. As I went to the place today, commercial activities were back. Some of them were seen mending their nets. Some of them were selling, doing breast business and other things. So those guys who were hanging around, that is when I said that one George and another Kwesi, who said that they were waiting for the traditional council because they told them that they will be coming up with rules and regulations and as to how people can mine the gold. I also went to the Omagenis Palace, that is Nana Kondia, and he also tells me that he's still waiting for the Minerals Commission because they held a meeting that was yesterday, and they told him that they should wait so that they have the confirmation and they put the laid down rules in place. I also spoke to the Central Regional Police Commander, DCOP, and the Kofi, and he also tells me that indeed, when they hear the news, they have to dispatch people to the place so that the law and order will be maintained. Because according to him, Article 275, Clause 6 of our Constitution says that all minerals and other resources are vested in the press. And so when people go there to mine without any authorization, then it means it is illegal.
Correspondent Kofi Sechiamapubi talking to Malko Fiahe-Ajimai.